It's okay if it took a moment to notice the old Strand Theater. This building sits in the middle of Shenango Street, and it was once a monument to the moving arts in the city, only for its opulence to be slowly stripped away over the years. The only marker to what it was is laid in brick on its ornate parapets with one word, Strand. But you should have seen it. Opening night, March 1920, when hundreds of people lined up around this block, waiting to get a seat. Its glowing marquee lit the block against the title attraction, a silent picture, The Little Shepherd of Kingdom Come. After grabbing a ticket in the booth, shoes clicking against the handsomely decorated tile flooring, sound bouncing off the marble wainscoting to echo the magnificence of this place. The words, spared no expense, come to mind. It was a monument to the growing wealth under Binghamton's expanding industry. A city living in its golden years, having not yet reached its apex of success. But for now, it could spend its excess and give to the enlightenment of the arts. The silent movie played out a coming-of-age story of a man learning to grow up in the battlefields of the Civil War and coming home to see the world changed. Attendees watched in their plush seats as the lights dimmed at the closing scene to enjoy lighter fare, a vaudeville act in a concert, all for 18 cents. It survived through the Depression and saw growth in industry from the war, and it looked like the good times would never leave the Valley of Opportunity. But the suburban sprawl was redefining the landscape, and suddenly shopping centers were carrying films, malls were providing it all. An urban renewal began to ravage the old. The Strand was struggling to survive, its standards changing to serve a different audience who consumed B-movies and X-rated films. It went out with quite a bang, though. During a premiere showing of Deep Throat in 1972, where officers busted down to raid the porn peddlers, gaining the theater one final moment in the spotlight as a national headline, taking its final bow as a theater.